Sam, I want to talk to you about what's going on in the state of Texas right now, more specifically the city of Houston. You gave some stunning statistics yesterday. You talked about that all of this damage created by Hurricane Harvey may end up costing $40 billion plus. You talked about the trillions of gallons, or cubic feet rather, of water that has fallen on that state. You've talked about the far-reaching effects. Sam, we haven't even had a chance to explore, and probably rightly so, the petroleum price increases, food price increases, dry good price increases, even the effects on national security, all of which are going to be affected in some way by this natural disaster. Yet in many ways, Sam, and we were talking about this before we went on the air, this is the best of times with respect to how Texans are responding to this crisis. I would love for you to share with our listening audience a little bit about that.
Well, Dave, it actually is. And I think it's a good thing that you're doing there, that in the midst of all of these record-breaking challenges, of which you mentioned just some, and they're still increasing because as we're speaking, a couple of levees have broken there now in Houston, and there's water coming down. They're letting water out of the dams that's coming into the city. There's a lot of things happening. But, Dave, one of the remarkable things there is that there's a sharp contrast between how this disaster is being addressed there in Texas as compared to what happened in Louisiana or New Orleans some years ago. There's something about the attitudes of the Texans. The governor, you and I were talking off air, Governor Abbott has done just a really stellar job of providing good leadership and methodically going about trying to address this disaster for which no one had any comprehension about how to deal with it. And Dave, to look, you know, it's a fact that the entire Texas National Guard are all involved, all of them. They're all called out. They're all involved. However, they're doing only a part of it because the average person, if people look in their, you know, the website and pictures, you know, people in their little boats, their little fishing boats and their kayaks and their other canoes and things that they have, they're out there actually out helping to rescue people. Dave, it's really, that's the best part of the equation. It's great to see these people coming together and to help each other. It's kind of like one big family down there in many respects. That's a good thing.
Well, you know, my wife would say this. In fact, she did say this, Sam, to me yesterday. She said, well, you know, these are Texans. And she is a Texan. And she said, Texans do this. They are, as a state, one big family. And my brother has said it this way to me. He said, Dave, when you as a state, referring to Texas, were actually a country before you were a state, which is what Texas was at one time. He said, you think about things differently. You view things differently. You have a spirit of independence. You have a spirit of love of your state that breathes out of every pore of the fabric of that state. And so there's a lot of things going on. And Sam, I think you've hit the nail on the head. This is a dramatically different way of responding to a natural disaster than what happened with the state of Louisiana. And again, Sam, you and I were talking before we went live on air about my visit down to the state of Louisiana during the Katrina crisis. And I was there. I was there in Baton Rouge and Gulfport because of Katrina. We took a load of supplies down there. And more tragic, Sam, by far than the effects of the hurricane, though that was horrific, was the governmental leadership or lack thereof and the response on the part of citizens to the tragedy. Sam, citizens waited in Louisiana and in the city of New Orleans for the government to rescue them. And the government failed them really in many ways miserably, both locally and on the state level, and I guess some would say even on the national level. However, in Texas as a whole, in Houston specifically, the response is so different, especially as you said, how people are responding and going to help their fellow man. And even, Sam, I will say this, I'm hearing nothing coming from Texas Governor Abbott and others about what President Trump has done. He has been prepared, Johnny on the spot. He's on his way there now. In fact, he'll be landing shortly, not in Houston. He's trying to avoid going to that area lest his presence there create more havoc. He's going to an area, you know, where he can speak and see the problem but address the issue. So, Sam, this really is, from a governmental response, the best of times.
Well, it is, and I was glad to hear some of the spokespeople from the Trump administration. And I got to put in here, I don't think officials from the Obama administration ever spoke this way, but they said, we can only do so much as FEMA, as government, that we can only do so much for something of this magnitude. This is bigger than we are. And this will require our people together, individually, collectively, to come together in order to address this need. Dave, even that attitude, I've got to commend them. I mean, it's not just a practical attitude, because it is practical, because they can't. But I don't think I recall any kind of thing like that coming out of the last administration. It was all about us, government, government, government. We will do it. We will do it. And it was a different approach from the president level as well as the cabinet level. And that is a good thing because, frankly, government, as we've said, Dave, government is not God. They are not all powerful. They cannot do what needs to be done. It's ultimately, it's really the people that come together and the church involved in the middle of that, which is happening in Texas, to meet these kinds of needs.
Well, I think our friend yesterday, Sam Bill Koenig, White House correspondent, said it well. There are a lot of Christians in Texas churches, and the president has on at least two occasions in the midst of this tragedy mentioned Franklin Graham's organization, church organizations, Christian organizations that are coming to the aid of Texans. That's great stuff.